Now, when we come to chapter 10, for the first time, we are beginning to see the distinction that God is making between the books of Samuel and Kings and the book of Chronicles. Now, in the book of Samuel, we have a great deal about King Saul. In fact, his entire history is given there. Now, from God's viewpoint, we have now only one chapter given. I'm of the opinion that a great many men today, and women for that matter, that have occupied a large place in human history, they won't get much of a write-up in heaven. That's true of Saul here. He got one chapter here. The rest of it's all about David in 1 Chronicles. Then in 2 Chronicles, all about David's family. David is the subject, but not Saul. And yet, down here, from the human viewpoint, Saul occupied a very prominent place. It's amazing that some of the great men of this world apparently don't have very much of a place as far as God is concerned. They turn their back upon him. This is an amazing chapter for that reason. Just one chapter given to Saul. And what's it about? Probably the Lord picked out some of the outstanding feats that he performed? No, because works never commend you to God. So it's not that. Actually, it's the death of Saul, how he was slain. And we have something told us here that's the most amazing thing in the world. Now, you will recall that when we were back in 1 and 2 Samuel, we attempted to determine who slew Saul, who was the one that was responsible for his murder, or did he commit suicide? And actually, the record back in the two books of Samuel goes something like this. He was wounded, that is, mortally wounded, in battle with the Philistine. Some Philistine gave him a mortal blow. And he said to his servant, "I don't want to be killed by a Philistine. You take your sword and run it through me." And he wouldn't do it. The servant said, no, he would not do it at all. And as a result, why, Saul was able to fall on his own sword. And was he able to kill himself? Was he physically able to do it? Well, that's always been a question. Well, then there came along an Amalekite and saw the situation. He went to David and he claimed that when he arrived, Saul was still alive and he slew him. And David slew this Amalekite because he said, out of your own mouth, you've condemned yourself. Now, who's responsible for the death of King Saul? Now, actually, with a case like this, you just about need the FBI. But I don't think that we'll need to call them in because we're going to have a confession of the one who actually took the life of Saul. Who is responsible?